Hello and welcome to this week's Friday Focus. As I sit down this Friday and look ahead to the next few weeks after half term, I'm looking forward very much to tackling poetry and Shakespeare, particularly with some junior classes. The opportunity afforded by the curriculum map to get into some texts that really make you think is something that I'm relishing. It strikes me, however, that sometimes we ask questions that are not really the smart questions when we're looking at a text, particularly when we're looking at poetry and Shakespeare, and who's to say that Shakespeare in most respects and following most definitions isn't poetry. Very often students focus on one particular question, and that's what? What's going on here? What's the meaning of that word? What's meant by this? What's the story? What's the idea? And of course that is a fundamental question, and attempts to understand meaning, what the writer is saying or implying, are very important. But if we stop there, then we miss some important key dimensions. So what might be the first question? But there are three very important questions that we might call context questions. The who, when, and where. Who's writing this? What do we know about their life? What do we know about their situation? What do we know about their upbringing? What do we know about their contemporaries? Who might be reading, who they might be sharing with, and how does that shed light on what it is that they're writing? That's linked then to the question, when? When are they writing? You see, often we come to a text and we're just reading it as almost as if it were written in 2011, and we need to go back into the context and understand that the time and the age in which this writing was produced may well influence and indeed may well give us important keys to understanding really what the writer wants to communicate. And then where is a very useful question. Most of the literature that we may look at might originate in the British Isles. But of course, there are stories, there are poems that we will come across that come from other cultures, either within these isles or from overseas. And understanding a culture that is behind a piece of writing, again, will help us to understand far more clearly what it is that the writer is trying to share. The what, the who, the when, and the where. Those are really important questions, but I want to suggest to you that the really smart questions are the last two. Why and how? Why has the writer chosen that image? Why has he put those words together there? Why has he started a new line with this? Why, if we're looking at Shakespeare or play, why does he cause that character to come in at that point? Why does he choose this particular series of images as he's composing this speech? Why has he shaped it in this way? Why has he made it rhyme? Why is it written as prose? So the why question is a smart question. I want to suggest that the really smart question, and certainly a question that leads you into accessing higher grades when it comes to writing about these texts as well as reading them, is the how question. How does the writer achieve this particular effect? How is she successful in influencing the reader to think or to have a sympathy along a certain line? How has the writer shocked the reader or surprised the reader or intrigued the reader here? So the how question, I think, is sometimes the key question to ask. So the what, of course, the who, when, and where, very important. The why question, why does a writer do this? To try and get into a writer's mind. It's very often that we're reading a creative piece of writing. We have to have a creative approach, a creative thinking approach to a text. And then that final key question, how? How does a writer achieve this? Let's look at the language. Let's look at the ideas. Let's look at the vocabulary, the diction. And I think if we answer the questions right up to that one, then we should be successful.